Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Bowanga, do better. Stop being selfish. Let the game come to you. You're a great player. You don't have to force the game. The game will come to you. So relax. Give the ball to Bella. You give that ball to Bella, that Miami game is different.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. It's your girl, Bridget Flores, co-executive director of Vibes, and I am here with Julio Monterrosa, our other co-executive director of Vibes. What is going on?
Still missing Ramsey. Ramsey, like, I don't know what's going on. He's on the contract talk with Urban Pitch himself. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully he comes back next week.
If you've heard about Ramsey's whereabouts, please let us know because he went MIA on us.
Yeah, so on Instagram, please DM me some Ramsey sightings. You want to know where Ramsey's at.
We're about to put his face on like a carton milk and be like, went missing. How tall is he? Like 6-something? I don't know.
We're going to go to the valley, put like the...
He gets angry really fast. He's from the valley, not LA.
We're going to go to the valley and put like every telephone pole will be like... Not telephone pole. I don't think they have it anymore. But like every electric light pole will be like, hey, missing dog. If you see him, please return him to his own rightful owner, Urban Pitch.
I'm missing the bromance.
For real, like this guy.
It's okay. We'll give him his time. I guess he deserves to like take... some time away from us, but we are here with the solo dolo episode, missing Ramsey, of course, but we're gonna take over today and we're just gonna have conversations and chill.
Let's do it.
Vibe out, right?
Yeah, definitely. We just took like 7 shots before we even started, so let's make this happen.
He's lying for the record.
But am I?
Speaking of taking shots and going crazy, how was your Portland trip?
Yeah, I went to Portland this weekend to watch the LAFC Portland game. It was fun, like the trip. I did 24 hours, left at 3 from LA Saturday afternoon, came back 5 p.m. Sunday. So it was fun. The only thing is, like, I'm not a big fan. Like, probably, this is probably my fault, because watching the Portland games on TV, hearing the loud fans, I'm like, oh, yeah, this sounds so cool. Like, I want to visit that stadium. And then now, after being there, I'm like, not a big fan. It's an old baseball stadium. It's turf. Turf fields rub me the wrong way just because as much as the sport's growing, we got to get rid of turf at all. And then as a visitor, there's a lot of blind spots in the stadium. So a lot of things they to improve in that stadium. But other than that, the city's growing around it. There was no real bars right next to the stadium to go and enjoy some beer. And if I'm wrong, please DM me because I'm planning to go back.
Let us know.
Like
a little Urban Pitch travel
to Portland. Yeah. But if you sit where the fans are at, the Portland fans are at, amazing. Like amazing view. Like for the home grounds, I'll call them the home grounds. It's amazing view for them, but for the visitors, I feel like it's not a good sight. And like if you go to any other stadium, I'm gonna go back to BMO. If you go to BMO, like they have a little corner in BMO where the fans, and they can see the stadium well. Like there's no blind spots. So I had the press box for the first half. Second half, I wanted to go watch where the 3252 was at. And then there's a lot of blind spots to look.
Yeah.
Like once people are attacking towards the opposite goal. So
it sounds like Portland knew where to place their visitors.
No, definitely. They had a competitive edge on that. But
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchups reports for baseball, boxing, golfing, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games, available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
But that stadium does something. A big pro of that stadium is it sounds so loud. Like so. Echoes. All right. So when I said with the 3252, I didn't hear. I didn't hear like it retains sound. So like I didn't hear the Portland fans. But when I walked towards the stadium, like all around, besides where the 3252 was at, 3252 was at, the Portland fans were rocking and like gave me a little bit chills. Mm-hmm. They beat LAFC 3-1. They cut the tree, whatever. And I was like, damn, like it was just so cool. Besides looking at the game, like the fan experience, amazing. I just wish they had like a little tailgate area prior to the game.
Okay.
Because you know I like to go to get drunk.
Yeah, of course. You like to feel the environment before you're in the environment.
Definitely, definitely.
So you're saying that while you were at the home game for Portland supporters were a little louder. How would you compare Portland supporters compared to LAFC supporters at home?
They were I think they were equally as loud.
Okay.
But that stadium does retain sound. I felt like they don't stop cheering. Like
they go hard too.
Yeah, and that's one of my things. Like Portland's always one of the fan bases that everybody knows like for being strong, keeping it going 90 minutes, and like it showed. They were going ham. Like Will Ferrell with the guy that cuts the tree, and like they're taking pictures. Like it was a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. It was a great vibe. Honestly, like besides like that little blind spot thing, I had fun in the city. It was great. Downtown Portland is on the rise. You can tell like there's a lot of construction going on there. It's not there yet. It was a little bit of not homeless people, but like I was walking to the stadium. Some people just doing drugs randomly. It was crazy. But other than that, it shows that the city's growing. It's getting better.
Yeah.
And like I stayed at the Moxie Hotel in downtown Portland. Once you check in, there's not no problem.
You don't check out.
Once you check in, they give you a free drink ticket. So it was great. Like honestly, I had fun. If you sit anywhere else but the supporter section, you're gonna have a
great time.
Yeah, opposite supporter section, you're gonna have a great time. It was fun.
Did you get to have any coffees out in Portland?
No. So my flight was supposed to be at 6 a.m. Didn't wake up because I went urban pitch golfing.
Yep.
That's the whole thing.
We know of that.
That's the whole thing. So I missed my flight in the morning. Didn't get a flight till 1:30. But there's like at LAX, there's a pilot strike. So my flight got pushed from 1 to 1:30 to 1:50 to 2:15 to 3:45. So I flew out of LAX 3:45, got to Portland at 5:45-ish. Six-ish. Got my Uber. It was a 20-minute airport to downtown Portland drive. Showered a little bit and went straight to the stadium.
Yeah.
So, it was, there was no way to get coffee.
So, literally 24 hours.
Yeah, I was running late, so there was no way to go get coffee. And I wanted to, saw a few spots, but after the game, I forgot the bar's name. Shout out to that bar, though. They had all the music playing.
Did they exceed your expectations?
Yeah, great. I walk in, they're playing Mac Dre. I'm like, They hit the Dougie. They play Dougie. I'm like, oh,
what's Dougie? You're like, am I in LA?
I'm like, this is LA 2010, yo. I'm here for this bullshit. So it was, music was nonstop all night, dancing. Literally, I got to my apartment, like I was drenched in sweat. It was fun. Like, and then the following day, woke up. Shout out to Eche, Oliver, Spencer, Connor, Devin, Mercedes. Like we went to a brunch
spot.
The whole crew. We went to a brunch spot after, and it was like I was like, yeah, I got a flight. I was hungover, so I was trying to be like modest about it. They're like, nah, I don't want to drink. 2 mimosas later, I was like, let's get this rocking.
Hey, tell me why I was at. I woke up Monday. First call of the day with my team, and the first thing I hear is just like about the Portland trip, and then your name comes up. We start talking about you and your vibes out there, and I was just like, how is it that I wake up to a work call and it's about Julio? Like, I can't escape you, bro.
Hey, I'm out
I cannot.
Here. Hey, Julio's for the streets.
Hey, you are. But I heard y'all had a good time. I heard it was a vibe.
It was a great. It was like wholesome, like house party vibes. Everybody was dancing. Everybody like it was no drama. It was just like,
it felt like a reunion, right? Because also Etches out there.
Yeah, Etches out there. My I don't want to call him my ex roommate because it sounds kind of like we were dating. But yeah, we had like a person I live with, but it sounds bad as well. So no,
the homie
I used to live with. Man, it still sounds bad.
We're gonna have to figure out. We gotta
figure out like how to say this, but like yeah, like roommate. Old roommate, moved to Portland, working for Adidas. Shout out to Etche. Showed us a great time. His Adidas team was there as well. And it was like nothing but like dancing, drinks, and just having fun. Then the following day, we go to Topgolf in Portland.
Oh, right. You did that.
I was so drunk. I couldn't even hit the ball. But I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. Probably like the mimosas hit me. But like, all right, so the downtown Portland... to the airport is like about a 25-30 minute drive. But for some reason they're like, oh yeah, Topgolf is like 30 minutes away. So I'm thinking it's towards the airport for some reason. But it was like away from the airport. So instead of like doing a 20 minute drive to the airport, I had to do like a 50 minute ride back to the airport. And I was running late. I got to the airport at 5. My flight was at 5:40. Passed TSA at 5:10. Took a sprint.
Out of breath and everything.
My fat, I shouldn't be running like that. Get to the door and they're like, 35 seconds, we're closing the door. Like, don't, I can't even speak. Like, don't, I just have to show my ticket. Like, don't, I just like, here. So like, yeah, get in, you're the last person. Yeah. And I feel sorry. Shout out to the people that sat next to me. I had the middle seat and I was drenched in sweat. Drenched in sweat. It's alcohol. Like
Topgolf sweat.
Yeah, Topgolf. It was just me like, literally like for the first 30 minutes of that flight, it was just me
drenched,
like just sweating profusively for no reason. Like, on the way there, I got the aisle seat, but that time, for my luck, because I was the last one, I got the middle seat, and I feel bad for these two people because, like, I'm not trying to sweat with them, but like, the more I try to keep my hands up,
the more you're sweating.
The more I'm sweating.
You're a mess.
Super mess.
Listen, if there's one thing about you, is if it's a 24-hour trip, you're going to make it a 24-hour trip. So, whenever we go to Portland with Urban Pitch, we're gonna have to make sure we make time blocks for you so that you're not
Austin
running
trip
late.
Coming soon. We're gonna see how that goes.
Austin, yep. Yeah, that's another little 24 hours.
No, I'm gonna
do
I'm gonna do a 3-day. I'm trying to do a 3-day on that one because 24 hours is fun. Don't get me wrong, but like I feel like I still wanted to try some coffee in Portland.
Yeah. You missed.
We were supposed to go to a bookstore. Don't know what happened with that.
Knowing you, you're not going to make it to the books.
No, I was trying to make it to the books. Like, I wanted to do some 50 Shades of Grey, but in Spanish.
Anyway, speaking of Portland played LAFC. Unfortunately for LAFC, they lost. Portland showed up, did their thing. But before we move on to what's happening this week, can we talk about this whole Messi effect and then the fact that, like, it came to L.A. and we saw it happen in L.A. And I feel like your perspective, my perspective, same but also different. You know what I mean? Like, we were both in different spaces at the same time, running around. Didn't it feel like everything was just, like, elevated to the max?
Yo, so let me start off with this. Like, we had media passes before. Shout out to LAFC. Shout out to the LAFC's team that keeps approving us.
They be killing it.
So first of all, like, we've been getting press passes for what, about a year now. Literally, it's always calm. Tell me why they have bleachers like in the press box.
I'm like, who is this bleacher for? Yeah. Who is gonna, like, you know, like, who's sitting at the top? And it's not even the top.
No, literally. So like there was a lot of blind spots, but like it was great because like
it was wild.
Hercules Gomez, like one of the soccer pundits I look up to, even though there's some takes that I don't agree with, but like, who is who? Like, Beto from ESPN 710. Like, if you're a Laker fan, you've heard his voice already. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody that was LA media, like, was there. Mm-hmm. And like, but not there, but elevated. Plus more,
yeah. And we could talk more about that in a bit too, with like
we could talk about the names,
the celebrities, the names.
So, but yeah, like it just seemed like a lot. Like, honestly, like first of all, to get my press pass, it took me about 45 minutes. It was a long line.
Damn.
Me and Roy were like making small talks with a comedian. Shout out to him. Like, it was a long line. It just took forever to get in.
Yeah.
And then once you get in, you walk and you like. So if you've been to LAFC games, you know that there's a lot of standing mm-hmm. area where people mm-hmm. don't have to buy tickets. They just put their beer there and drink. Mm-hmm. No, they made those seats as well. They had tape.
They capitalized off of everything.
Pause every inch.
Every inch. Well, you know what? And we could talk a little bit more about that because they did it in a way that still put LAFC first. As we've seen, and Miami has played their first three regular home games in the MLS season after the League's Cup, and they won that. But the last three regular MLS games that they've played, the first two teams that they played, I feel like they capitalized off of the Messi effect, but in a way where they would profit no matter what. Especially, we did see a lot of controversy and a lot of conversations and comments about Red Bull team and how like they just everything was just messy everywhere. LAFC did it in a way that where they were like, well, we can capitalize, but we're still gonna bring now, black and gold.
It aged bad, but like there was a picture that LAFC posted saying like, all right, there was a Vela pick playing in Spain against Messi, like mm-hmm. oh, like again, but now you're coming to his house.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So like, I feel like Vela was trying. Well, we can talk about the game in a bit, but yeah. How did it feel for you? Like you had to work the event. Like,
I know. When I tell you I was tired, I was exhausted. Like I was running around everywhere. There were so many people. People were questioning who I was. I mean, you know, like I barely have any, you know. It was just like security was like three times as what it usually is.
Kid got choked out.
The kid got and the homie ran, like the security guy was just like taking off. He said, look at these pink shoes taking off.
Boy,
hey, but shout out to that kid. He touched Messi. Yeah. He made it to Messi. I'm sure he's never gonna forget that. I'm also sure he's never gonna come back to an MLS game for a while.
For at least 5 years.
You touched Messi, but you ain't coming back, my guy. You got the Messi effect to the max.
I got that security. How do you know when like a fan has been kicked out?
Dude, that guy has eyes everywhere.
No, but I'm all right.
Oh, you're saying like after?
I'm saying it because like, all right, whatever. We can get into it in a bit, but like, so finish your story about how was it working.
Anyway, so for me, it was very hectic. There was a lot going on, like not just like the names of who was showing up, but also like the security. And then also for me, you know, on my side of things, I was just like supporting with, I mean, it's
whatever your role is. You don't
you know,
have to. You have to get
you
deep on it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, I was doing my thing. I was doing.
No.
I was doing my thing anyway, but I did have an opportunity to be with Messi. I said hi to him. I was like with Sergio Busquets. I was with Jordi Alba. No. Dude,
Jelly.
I will never forget that. Like for me to be in that position, to be that close to them, to have to direct and be like. Sergio, acá, Messi, acá. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like
and then,
a one
and then
in a life.
With that, que mira, boba.
No. Dude, he doesn't say anything. Like, he was game mode. He was focused. Like, you could tell he was ready to just like, you know, I feel like it's just like, and that's just like every soccer player that's ready to kick, you know, ass at a game. Yeah. Like, you're focused, you're ready to go. But on top of that, they have the media, they have the countdowns, they have all of it on them. The pressure is on. And dude, when I tell you that, what is it called? Where, you know, like where the players come out of, you know the area.
Yeah, I know the area.
Founders?
Right there where the Founders Club. So like they have the little
the
Founders
bar.
Club, the bar. If you had good tickets at an LAFC game, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you've never had, if you're supporter section only,
You'll figure it out.
Look at Ticketmaster.
Well, basically, dude, that when I tell you,
shout out to anybody.
It was like this. It was like this, like crazy packed. I've never seen that area that packed. It was insane, and it was just like big Messi fans, just like LAFC fans that are Messi fans. It was wild, dude. Everything just felt so chaotic. Everything felt like super rushed, but also like. A messy, organized, a chaotic, organized kind of like game.
But it's crazy how LAFC fans, like, were trying to be super LAFC fans, but...
The minute you see
no,
Messi.
No, but not really. But, like, they were wearing their pink jerseys with the LAFC, you know the LAFC pink jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Like, or the white and pink LAFC jersey, because they were like, Yeah, like it looks like a Miami jersey, but still,
but it's LAFC.
Crazy. Like, shout out to y'all.
No, but shout out to the North End because they held it down. They made the warning. They put out the announcement. Yo, like, no other jersey but black. No other jersey but black. Whether it's an LAFC beige, LAFC pink, no other jersey but a black LAFC and, yeah, jersey. No
or other make team,
no
other off.
Country, yep. And they even had extra shirts for people.
Yeah, definitely. They did their thing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to 3252. Like,
shout honestly, out to 3252. Honestly, they hold
like,
it down.
If they're not one, if they're not top three, they're not two. Like, honestly, they're up there. Like,
They are.
They do their thing for their team. They ride, like, it's great. So now let's get to the game. How did you feel the game, like, I can, if you want me to start, I can start.
Yeah, go ahead.
So like, honestly, like, first of all, Messi didn't do shit, but he did a lot. That's the first thing I see the player not do anything but do the most. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't, like, he walked. Then again, like, no complaints. Messi needed to, he has way more games coming.
Yeah.
So, but like, when I say he didn't do shit, basically, he didn't take over the game in the showboat type of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he took over the game in the presence.
Mm-hmm.
His presence alone, mm-hmm, for 90 minutes, it's crazy. So beginning of the game, I'll say like 20 minutes in, the referee blows the whistle. Kaylin Acosta doesn't hear it. Messi didn't hear it. Kaylin, I love you. Swear to God, I love you. Like, favorite player, MLS player of all times. But he hit you with a stutter step. And it was crazy how, like, you was there, bro. I was like, Kaylin, just slide his ass. Hit it. Hit Messi.
Do something.
Hit Messi. Like, honestly, hit Messi. Like, hit Messi. So, like, but, like, besides that, like, the rest of the game, his presence alone,
mm-hmm,
crazy. But, like, I'll say this right now. Like, Messi, he's a factor. But my favorite player of that game, and people don't give him credit, Busquets, is the GOAT. Like, yeah, he controls tempos. I'm a Real Madrid fan, so it sucks to say, but yeah, Busquets in Spain days, like, he just could control the tempo of the game,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
without doing much but two touches.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that showed with Inter Miami's last game without Messi, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, yeah, LAFC, Inter Miami, I think for me, the first 5 minutes was just like
crazy.
We're really playing. Like, yeah, Messi's right there, Jordi Alba's right there, Busquets. Like, I think for me, the first 5 minutes was just trying to, like, grasp the realities of the fact that, like, Messi was playing in LA on an MLS team.
No, my thing, yeah, like, going just a little piggyback on that, Messi playing in LA in a competitive game that means something to him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. So I think after that, I was just like, all right, let's see. And I'm not going to lie, like, I think the first half of the game,
all LAFC.
Boanga,
we got to do better, Boanga.
Bro, I don't know if it was like the starstruckness, the nervousness. I have no idea. I feel like this was the moment to like work as a team and be a team player. Yeah.
Too many heroes.
Boanga wanted to be the hero, didn't execute. Vela was there, didn't fucking see him.
I don't care what nobody says, but that's the most emotional I've seen Vela, mm-hmm, been in my while. Mm-hmm. And like, because Vela wanted this.
Yeah, he did.
All right, he didn't.
You know what this meant for him.
Yeah, you can talk about his performance, but then again, this guy is like a team player.
He brings a lot to LAFC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He, like, Boanga, probably Carlos had already apologized to you about this, but like, him going off at him, it was him calling him.
It was a moment.
It was a moment, but it showed that Vela, all that shit I talk about him, he wants this.
Yeah.
Shit. Either way, what do you talk about? Like, he's a basketball fan. He came to LA because he's a Lakers fan. All this bullshit you talk about him, that play showed, like, what you talking about? Mm-hmm. I want this shit. Stop, mm-hmm, stop playing with me. Like, give me the ball. I'll make some damage. And I feel like Vela and Boanga, Boanga first, Vela after, like, instead of making the game come to them, they were going after the game to the point where, like, they were just f***ing up. But yeah, it's crazy.
And LAC had so many chances to execute in the first half, and I felt frustrated. I was just like, I luckily, you know, I was able to be like down at on the field.
You, yeah. Yeah.
I got to be on the field. I was waiting for some things to happen. So while I was waiting, I had the opportunity to wait down by the field. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take this opportunity and watch the game from down here. But it was frustrating because I'm like, dude, that first half, we could have executed, taken the game over, and rode the second half like nothing. And then you know that this was the moment, this was the game for LAFC to capitalize and show who they are, prove to the city, prove to everyone in the world watching that game, because definitely, you know, people were watching what LAFC is made of. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. And I think that it sucks, dude. It sucks.
As an LAFC fan, it does suck, but like as a soccer fan, let's get to that as a soccer fan.
Okay.
So first thing first, like Messi, I'm a Real Madrid fan.
Right.
But that Cristiano Ronaldo Messi talk, I'm going to get butchered for this, but I'm a Messi fan. Like Cristiano Ronaldo, like he symbolizes like work hard, play mm-hmm. hard, and execute.
Mm-hmm.
Messi symbolizes like make the pass for the goal, do the right thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like I was never the quickest player. I was never the fastest player growing up, even in college. Like my thing was just like play the game the right way and good things will happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm a Messi fan. But going back to that, Messi, it was cool watching Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, but I was like, all right, so I'm not a big fanboy when it comes to like seeing celebrities or people that are up there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's only one time like I've been a real fanboy. It's when I saw Kobe and Vanessa Bryant at the On the Run Tour 2018,
yeah.
Beyonce and Jay-Z. But seeing Busquets, like literally like the game was going on and I saw myself just like staring at Busquets that like, for 20 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, like, look at it. I'm watching, because,
yeah.
like, he's such a freaking menace with the ball in his feet.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't lose it, does the right play, but that right play that he does can control the game. Like,
mm-hmm.
Was it the first goal or the second goal? Where it's Busquets to Messi, Messi made the right play.
But Busquets,
the one with that hold that ball to the right point to give it to Messi, to give him that open angle, like, his stats will never show in the game, like, as the MVP, but in my eyes, he's MVP every single time.
Yeah, he's an underrated player. Like, I think you said this in one of our episodes, like, Messi wouldn't be him if it wasn't for Busquets.
Xavi and Iniesta, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, so those three players. And now, like...
For Miami, like, Messi wouldn't be Messi if it wasn't for Busquets. Bringing Busquets and Jordi Alba.
So there's other soccer pundits that have been talking... Oh, I said sucker. I'm kind of drunk.
Hey, yo.
Soccer pundits that they're now saying we've talked about Messi effect, but like the Busquets effect is crazy. Like he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to MLS Weekly. We had him on the pod. He just put a little video out talking mm-hmm. about like, yeah, like I wasn't talking highly of him, but like after seeing him, like he's a guy. Like, and that's another guy that we respect in this pod. Like
mm-hmm.
it shows like people are noticing that Messi's... First of all, Messi's him. Timothy Johnson right there.
He's showing us.
But there's no Timothy without a him. And him is Busquets.
You need that. You need that someone that's going to compliment you. I think...
Shout out to whoever's my next partner. You got to compliment me.
You better compliment me because,
because
I need you. And you need me.
Can I be the Messi to you, Busquets? Like, for
hey.
Real?
Julio's looking for his Busquets.
Yeah.
Or his Messi.
No, I'm Messi.
Ah, you are Messi.
A little bit.
Okay, but all things aside, LAFC versus Inter Miami. Remember how I said I didn't get to see Messi in France? I finally got to see him.
And he showed up.
Yeah, he showed up. Hey, but you know what? Whatever. LAFC lost, but Messi didn't score.
Shout out to McCarthy. Like,
hey, J-Mac, you the man. Shout out to J-Mac, because can you imagine going down in history and saying, like, I stopped a Messi goal? Which, at the same time, I'm like, I'm a big fan of Messi, so I'm like, it was such a conflicting day.
Nah,
I'm not going to lie.
That's a flex. Like,
no, that's a big flex.
If they go to practice and, like, you get chipped by, let's say, I'm not going to say no teammate's name.
A teammate.
Yeah, a teammate. Or anybody, like, outside the game, like, let's say the freaking Galaxy player chips you this weekend.
Yeah.
So what? You ain't Messi.
I stopped his goal.
Yeah, not you. Like, I'll let you go because you are nobody. Nah, it's crazy.
I think another thing of just Messi is just, like, the fact that he's just taking over, man. Like, everything MLS is related to Messi. Dude, I see, like, videos, I see captions, I see articles, and it's, like, Messi and the Miami team.
Yeah.
It's not even Inter
That's
Miami.
That's crazy, because I think Busquets probably have been the best player in Miami. But whatever.
But not just that. Like, how do you think the Inter Miami players feel?
Like, a yelling. What's his name? Kamachi, the young
you're
Argentinian.
You're talking about...
young Argentinian.
Kremish or something like that?
Something with a C.
The up and coming.
Yeah, the up and coming guy. But they have a great team.
They do.
But at the end of the day, when it's Messi and the rest, like...
How can you compete? I mean, not only on the games, but also he's taking over Apple TV branding, you know, like, because of him, streams, viewership is going up, jersey sales are going up, but ticket sales are going up. Like,
on the, just making the last point before we move on this point, Messi definitely, like, is the savior of MLS, because he came in at a time, now everybody wants to be a soccer fan, but just not that. Once MLS is done, Copa America.
Mm-hmm. The Olympics.
Yeah. The World Cup. Like, this is going to be three. It's going to be, if you're a real soccer fan, not one of these a messy
bandwagons.
Yeah, like bandwagons. Like, if you played soccer in these dirt fields, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 2000, 2001, to everything to become turf, 2005 and up. Like, you know the struggle of playing dirt. Sliding, being a soccer fan, mm-hmm. and being made fun of for being a soccer mm-hmm. fan. Now, at this point, everybody's a soccer fan. So enjoy this, because
it's only going to go up from here.
Fat Joe said it best. On the way up. So, but all right, other than that, now we're going to Trafico news. Ooh. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This weekend, when this episode comes out, it's going to be Tuesday. Ramsey always says this, so I got to say it too. So this episode will come out on Tuesday after the Trafico.
We can't talk much about it, but
yeah. But how do you feel about this Trafico after this Messi hype? How do you feel like this Trafico hype is?
I think that aside from considering like who wins, I think that this one, I will say, like, Messi has overcasted the fact that we have a Trafico game coming. Like, I haven't heard people talk about it. It hasn't been a big thing, and it's always a big thing in LA. Like, the Trafico, LA Galaxy and LAFC playing against each other is always big. But Messi coming has overcasted that, and it hasn't even given it its shine.
I have a hot take on that.
Okay, what's your hot take?
Everybody wasted their hard-earning money.
No one can pull up.
They can't afford it no more. They're like, hey, I got 30 bucks on it.
Especially at BMO, because...
Yeah. So they're we can't afford, because usually, like, LAFC guys, you can go for, like, 300, yeah. Expensive side, 200.
At the cheapest, yeah. 200, 180, maybe last minute.
They're like, yeah, we just spent $1,700 on cheap tickets for the Messi game. I can't make it.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
And that's like a reality of it too, right? Like, the ticket sales for Miami versus LAFC went up. The only Miami game happening in LA. So I'm pretty sure that has something to do with it.
Hey, with your broke asses, just get to the game.
Hey, just pull up to Chuparia. Like, y'all can watch it right there.
Let's go to Chuparia. Let's go watch it there. I'll be at the game, and I'll meet you after.
We'll see you after the game.
Broke ass. No, I'm joking. All jokes aside.
Julio.
That messy game.
We was there once.
That messy game, this set everybody back.
No, like, it did.
Oh, my God. It sent me back. I don't know how I was in there.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Yeah, it sent me back. Bridget didn't want to keep on going after the game. She's like, I'm tired.
Dude, I was so tired. I could not keep going. Like, when I tell you that I was going, like, running everywhere, I was running everywhere. I was exhausted.
Shout out to Danielson, my nephew. He was wild.
He was wild.
He was me after any other game. Like,
yeah, he took up your personality. My cousin was on another. We didn't even talk about the celebrities. Anyway, it's not serious, well, but hella celebrities.
Let's talk. Oh, sorry. Circling back. Yeah. Prince Harry. That was my...
I was like...
crazy. Like, Prince Harry at the LAFC game. Like, bro, like, you left...
That's the, wild.
You left the royal family to come to LAFC. That's crazy.
Hey, everybody... Like, there was big names in there.
But you know what was funny? So, on the comments, is it true that they're getting divorced? There's a lot of rumors... As I was walking around, like, hey, Prince Harry's getting divorced with
Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know. That's a rumor I heard.
Hey, rumor has it.
TMZ, shout me out.
Hey, LAFC heard it first. Anyway, so, yeah, lots of celebrities. We're not going to go into that.
Was LeBron James really there, though?
I don't know if I don't think I saw LeBron. I saw Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but, like, they gave us a list at the press box.
Not everyone showed up.
Notable. Tiger was there, and Tiger didn't show up.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, crazy ass. So, put the lime in the coconut and twist it all up. No, he said, put the lime in the coconut and twist it all up. So, like, the LeBron James was there, so I was like, all right.
Allegedly.
So, I have my meeting pass, like, I'm going to look for his ass.
Nah, I don't think he was there, to be honest. I don't think he showed up.
All right.
I will say, I don't think he showed up.
They had other Laker names on there. I forget the names. I saw LeBron James after that. I was like,
gone. Nah, I don't think he made it. But if he did, I hope he enjoyed his time.
But the celebrities were outside.
They was outside doing their thing. We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about what's
coming
up next.
My boy Julio
from
the Dodgers, he was wild.
Hey, he's not your boy no more. We don't associate with him anymore. He has to figure his things out because he got... Cut.
I saw him walking, stumbling at the game.
That's how you know. I don't know. You know, like, everyone figures
Julio
it out.
Julio being Julio, but not the right Julio.
Not the right Julio. We're not gonna talk about that Julio.
All right, for sure.
We don't appreciate those kind of Julios.
Shout out to other good Julios.
But this weekend coming up, LAFC, or it already happened at this point. LAFC, LA Galaxy. I think that what this game means for both of them, it means a lot in different ways. For LA Galaxy, I think they're trying to figure out how to get to the top, how to make it into the playoffs. For LAFC, they need this win to solidify that they are that team and that they can make it beyond what they've been going through. LA Galaxy is more on like, we're trying to make it into the final stages, to make it into the playoffs, to kind of like recollect ourselves and go as far as we can. Who wins? I don't know. I obviously have my bias on it, but I do think another part of it is just like, it's going to bring excitement to LA in general. It's going to bring back our energy for LA. And I feel like that's been lost a little bit because of the whole Messi thing.
So I think this game means a lot to both teams. First of all, LA Galaxy trying to go climb from the bottom to the top.
Mm-hmm.
LAFC not going from the top to the bottom. Like, they're both fighting for something different, but it means a lot for LAFC because something that has been, like, the Portland game that I was just at, it just didn't seem like there's no cohesivity. Ooh, I can't even say the words right now.
Cohesiveness.
Cohesiveness. I'm so drunk. So, cohesiveness. They just seem like there's a struggling team that's trying to find themselves. Instead of, like, letting the game come to them, they are forcing themselves. LA Galaxy is another team, like, roster, like, look at the names, you're like, this is the team. So they're just looking for that that motivation to like climb to the point where like they get to where they expect to be.
Mm-hmm.
Cunts, you're fucking doing a great job. Like, you made this roster. Next year, this roster is gonna be scary. He's gonna be super scary. So I wish we had William Steele in the LAFC. Now he's the GM for LA Galaxy, but like, he's doing a great job with his roster. Sky's the limit with him at the front. But LA Galaxy, what this means to them is basically a stepping stone to get that momentum to keep climbing up the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So they can make that ninth position. And after that, who can tell? Once you make playoffs, it's not about a season game. It's about winning the game in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So this can change the trajectory for either team. One team that has a great roster, LAFC, has an amazing roster that did great things early on, but has fell off for the last month or so. gives him back to have that confidence to play the rest of the MLS season. Mm-hmm. Another team that's been struggling, made a lot of great roster moves to give them that confidence to like keep on climbing to the top. So either way, I feel like whatever LA team wins, you will see way more of that team in the future opposed to the team that loses.
Yeah. I think with LA Galaxy, it's just like, if they're even able to make it to playoffs, I think it's going to be a great thing, because then we're going to have two LA teams
straight
in
up
the playoffs. And I think that that's something to be proud of. And like, I think that as much as there's a rivalry between LAFC and LA Galaxy, we want LA to win. Right?
LA, like
we
want LA's important.
We want LA to be up there. But most importantly, just in general, like we want MLS to like move on up, create, you know, the football, the soccer, sportsmanship that we always wanted. I think it's going to be a great game. I think that they're both going to show up hungry, motivated, and like ready to fucking take it all, or like to show who they are. Granted, the last LA Galaxy and LAFC game that we saw, LA Galaxy won. Then again, LAFC played their, you know, like their second string.
Are we going to have 4th of July Bridget for this game or not?
Oh, wait. That's that game, too. I totally forgot about that game. I didn't remember that game. I was talking about the other game.
Still with the playoff game?
Yeah. I was talking about, I don't even know what game I was talking about, but damn, I forgot about the Rose Bowl game. Yeah, well, she's probably going to come back.
Hey, Bridget Rose Bowl was a vibe, yo.
She came back from Mexico. She was third outside. Person, yeah.
I like she third person. She's crazy.
Nah, I hope. I mean, it depends, right? It depends on how the game goes. I hope the best for both of the teams, but I think it's about time that we bring it back to the LA energy, like the vibes of LA. And I think that's where we're going to see this weekend. And I hope both teams the best. I hope that they bring both like all the energy so that we have a great game, no matter who wins.
Yeah, so after the game, we're going to be both going to be at Chuperia. First three people that
meet
say...
Meet and greet.
Yeah, first three people that say, Chuperia, Bridget, I'll buy them a drink.
That's first a people, crazy
all name. Three of us, all three of us. Rosebud Bridget.
Bridget's Corner.
Yeah, that sounds first so crazy. That's three, nah. I say Rosebud Bridget. The first people say Rosebud Bridget. At the,
you if you've made it you this far, Rosebud Bridget.
You won't see it because it's going to come out after that thing, though. Like, I don't have to buy you a drink. Dude. Y'all can take a drink with us.
This is why we need Ramsey, because Ramsey would have been like, that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Because, I know? Knew it doesn't make sense. I ain't trying to buy these people a drink.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we're talking about the derby. We're talking about El Tráfico. But something that we have to discuss, because we're in MLS season. We're in prime time of things. Between LA Galaxy, knowing that they're trying to climb their way to the top, and Inter Miami, that's also trying to climb their way to the top, who do you think has a better chance?
Inter Miami, they haven't lost yet. They tied a game.
They won the last 11 games and then tied one. So, 12 total.
Yeah, so I'm going Inter Miami. Like, what LA Galaxy is missing and is going to come next year, and I already know this. Don't tell me how, like, don't tell me why, like, whatever. They just need a new coach. Mm-hmm. To this day, I still think Bob Bradley is one of the best U.S. soccer minds. But once they lost, LAFC lost him. Sorry, once LAFC stopped like respecting his way of coaching, it was over.
So what?
I'm saying Greg.
Bob Bradley just got fired from Toronto.
But it's because like
it's
whatever.
It's not the U.S.
No, what I'm saying is like he got fired, but like I don't feel like he's just honestly. Bob,
Think Bob needs to come back to LA?
Bob, no, not LA. I'm just not LA. I'm just saying Bob, he's just a great soccer mind that I respect in U.S. soccer.
Okay.
So he can go back to the U.S. men's national team. Like, that's how much I love Bob Bradley's way of playing. But when you lose a team, Toronto was already struggling before he got there. So he you can't even make LAFC win. So bye. Like, there was no risk. There was whatever. So let's not even get to the problem. What I'm saying is what LA Galaxy needs is fresh new coaching. Mm-hmm. Once Bob left, Shirondola came in. What happened? Championship. Mm-hmm. That's what LA Galaxy needs. They have a great roster. They just need somebody to like hype them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
I would want LA Galaxy to make it to the playoffs. And I'm not going to be here and sit like, oh, I think Galaxy has a better chance than Miami.
Miami has a way better chance.
But I think that it just depends. Like, are we gonna see Messi playing in the these next couple of, like, Miami games? Do you think that that's gonna be a thing? Are they gonna step him out? He just played for his international team. He played the first game, not the second game. I think he's coming back to Miami. It could be that they do that, right? Like, they want him to be fresh for the MLS,
for the Atlanta game.
Yeah,
but do you
really think they're gonna play him?
They should not play Messi in any turf field. Protect Messi at all costs. Like, you see a turf field, like, no, bro, do better. Get it f-ing grass. Like, ew.
Bye.
Bye. Like, swipe left. Like,
Bobo, no.
I don't know if left or right. Whatever. Swipe to the way that it says no. Like, whatever.
Left.
There you go. Haven't got denied that much.
Not that I know, but.
No, but, that's what's missing. Like, that's what's next for MLS. Mm-hmm. Like, all grass field. Make it all fields that are not turf, and you can see the whole field and not have blind spots set up, Portland.
Damn. Not the blind spots.
It's crazy.
I mean, I hope that LA Galaxy makes it to the playoffs.
Me too.
I think a little bit for me, it's just like, I just don't want Miami to make it. Only because I feel like they're profiting off of Messi and the players that they just got, which is fine. Like, I don't mind. But I'm just like, but that's not the original team.
All right, so take out LAFC. Take out Miami. Who do you want to win MLS? Because I'll say I'm taking out LAFC because I know you're a fan. But, like, take out LAFC, take out Miami. Who?
Who out of all the teams?
Yeah.
I think I would be rooting for St. Louis because it's, like, their first year. They've been on a grind. That's who I take
it
all
like
the way.
I like St. Louis vibes too. Yeah.
I feel like we should also do, like, an urban pitch.
St. No? Louis trip. Honestly, like.
About you?
I think I would root for, like, to be honest, like, because, like, I'm just a fan of MLS. I've been a fan of MLS for years. Kept them in the back burner for, like, late 2010s and 2015 and up, just because I thought it was getting a little boring, a little stale after Beckham left. I think I would want a DC United just because, like, that's another team that has a lot of history, and I feel like they deserve it. It's a team that I think they were the first champions of MLS, and then, like, they beat Galaxy twice, even though I was sad because, like, I was an LA fan, most than the team fan. Mm-hmm. I was an LA fan. So I just want DC United to come back to the glory that they had at one point. They were that it team at one point. Mm-hmm. Eddie Pope, forget the other people. DS Arce, like, they had some players, yo.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, I will
one
want...
One time for the one time.
Yeah, one time for the... You got to respect the OG before you respect the current. So, like... Give some shout out to the OGs, DC United. They had Echeverri. What's the guy? The other Bolivian guy's name was Echeverri and Reynoso or Reina, like number nine. So they had a squad, yo. The two Bolivians just taking over that team.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, maybe.
And the DMV has a lot of freaking Salvadorian fans. Like, there's a lot of Salvador. Shout out to Moises. He came in yesterday. Came in last week and said. We have a big Salvadorian population there. Hey, DC United is where I'm at.
They're repping.
They're repping.
And they're repping hard.
They're Blossom jerseys, like.
Mm-hmm.
Sick ass jerseys as well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, right? I feel like, what does Ramsey say when it comes to the playoffs? It's not who's the best; it's the one who shows up. What is it? You know what he says.
Ramsey's not even here. We don't care no more. Clip that.
Ramsey, bye.
No.
We can't do that to him. He's the
one
that holds.
Missing low-key.
Hey, shout out to Ramsey. We miss you. Hope you come back one day.
Oh, but like, before we even, like, you went golfing for the first time last Friday.
I did. Okay, so I remember, I don't know if it was you or Ramsey or Roy.
Ramsey wasn't there for sure.
No. But before it happened.
All right.
It was you, Ramsey, or Roy that was like, all Bridget needs is to get the golfing bug and then she's going to be in. And, like, we're going to have her inserted in the group. And we went to Topgolf. Honestly, I didn't even know we were going to be doing the whole course. Like, I thought we were going to be doing...
It's not even a real course. It's a 10-hole, 3-par course.
First of all, I don't know, okay? Right. I thought we were just going to be hitting, like, the Topgolf.
The bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bay. Yeah. So for people that listen to out of states, the only Topgolf that has, like, a course next to it is the one in El Segundo in LA.
And that's where we were. I showed up, and apparently I had a whole cart ready to go and walk around the whole course. Long story short, I'm not gonna lie, I had a good time. Like, I think that my competitive side as an athlete came out. I really wanted to do good. I really wanted to, like, hit.
We won.
We did win. Yep. Hey, shout out to Urban Pitch Squad, because we beat them my first time and we won. So that has
free
to
dinner.
Say something.
Yeah.
Hey, free dinner. What's up? Should we say anything else? Do you have anything on your mind? Some quick takes, your hot takes.
Hot take, Boanga, do better. Stop being selfish. Let the game come to you. You're a great player. You don't have to force the game. The game will come to you. So relax. Give the ball to Bella. You give that ball to Bella, that Miami game is different. All right, that's
period.
It.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, well, I think that we're good. Ramsey, we miss you, but this has been an amazing episode. Solo Dolo, Julio, Bridget, co-executive directors of Vibe, for me, Bridget, Flores, Julio Monterosa. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.